Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
Yes.
That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah. This,
yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and have are real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of this scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for that.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix, or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be, you can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag, you can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices, phones, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like, a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
You're listening to another episode of Close Encounters, where we dig into everything the man upstairs doesn't want you to see, from the paranormal to the conspiratorial. Stick around, traveler. Episode 915, Time Travel. That's right, we're talking about that DeLorean Terminator primer time travel. Fiction? It is not. and I can say conclusively that I have experienced the bizarre, strange effects of temporal dilation personally, because time moves for us in this strange and fantastical land at a different pace, except for when we reach out and communicate with individuals in Reality Prime via cell phone, which means that signals belonging to the 4G LTE band are shared across parallel universes, which means that we can now conclusively say that the LTE standard, based in turn on the GSM standards developed by the European Telecommunications Standards Institute, or ETSI, was a global government conspiracy to give potential time travelers the ability to communicate across parallel dimensions using existing cell phone networks. A classic case of military tech gone consumer. ETSI. Interesting. Sound familiar? It does to me. A little phone app used to sell homemade goods and crafts and bongs to strangers? Or something far more sinister? Better uninstall it just in case the man's listening. In any case, we have some time paradoxes of our own to untangle. Odds are if you're listening to this, your reality might be missing a Fry's Electronics somewhere in the world. And while your scientists struggle to explain that disappearance, we'll be here going to Ravenloft and rescuing our kids. Stay cool, fellow travelers, and watch your back.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, only occasionally a BDSM podcast. Most of the time, it's a Dungeons and Dragons podcast about four dads from our world flung into the Forgotten Realms in the quest to rescue their lost sons. My name is Freddie Wong. Hello, hey, everybody. How's
Hi.
It going?
Hi, Freddie. How are
Hi,
you?
Freddie.
Good. I play Glenn Close. He's the bard, rock and roll dad of the group. This week's Glenn Fact. As you heard from last episode, Freddie Wong, just like Glenn Close, I guess, in this case, gets the hiccups
quite constantly.
Most of my friends have tapered off in their adult life, but I feel like the rate of hiccups that I get has just been a linear function since like childhood. I still get the hiccups. Glenn Close also gets the hiccups too, and that's affected one of their gigs one Christmas. This was during the 2018 tour. They were playing in Glendale, the Americana brand, and the problem was they're doing...
Does Glenn like make a joke about it being Glendale whenever he's in Glendale?
A lot of finger guns. Yeah. He's like, hey, this is my home turf.
Is there a guy in the band named Dale?
No.
Oh,
we had to fire Dale. Dale's wanted in too many states. So they're in the middle of like a Jingle Bells rendition, and then the second verse is coming up, and Glenn steps to the mic and realizes he has hiccups. So he had no choice but to wait out the hiccups to the confusion of the band. So they played a 30-minute Jingle Bells solo while he waited for his hiccups to die down.
Man.
And then it became like, everyone was like, this is some great prog rock stuff. And it ended up being the mistake that launched the career to the next level of Christmas music.
It's so it's like an avant-garde, like Jingle Bells.
It's like it's like Jingle Bells meets like String Cheese Incident or something like
that. Yeah, exactly.
It's like
they became a jam band for Jingle
jam band
Bells.
Fish jam band.
Yeah,
Fish Saves Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, my name is Matthew Arnold, and I play Daryl Wilson. I was about to like change my voice, like Ron. I play Daryl Wilson.
Daryl just got puberty.
Daryl Wilson, a stay-at-home coach dad who's a barbarian once he enters the Forgotten Realms.
I still feel like you're putting on a voice.
Yeah, now I'm really self-conscious.
A barbarian.
He's a big man barbarian.
He sounds 10% more like Patrick Warburton than I do.
Super deep. Deep voice.
Whoa. I didn't know you could do that.
What's happening? My name's Daryl Wilson. This is my deep voice.
Oh, Daryl became the hottest dad.
Oh my gosh. Whoa!
He only puts that voice on in the bedroom, which speaks of
my horrible. Everybody in the house can hear that. Yeah, Grant's like, why is Patrick Warburton fucking my mom?
Grant thinks there's ghosts upstairs, just his low
sexy
rumbling.
Ghosts.
Kids hear ghosts sometimes.
I decried the fact that we no longer had any sexy stuff going on this podcast, so I thought I would have a sexy dad fact.
Nice.
My sexy dad fact is so Sunday 9 p.m. That is their scheduled
That's
sex
the
time.
Whole fact.
That is Daryl and Carol's sex time. On the calendar, it's called financing. So that in case
More
Grant
like
ever looks on their
assing.
Calendar, and they've kept it up like that's pretty consistent.
Yeah, that's really Daryl's job.
They had to move it at 11 p.m. During like Game of Thrones because they both got really
11?
Into that.
When Leno's on,
but yeah, that's how they keep their marriage going.
Do you hear about this?
If you're under the age of 20 and not married, yes, someday you will do schedule sex.
Apparently it's great. Apparently it's the best way to do it.
Sex?
If you schedule,
sex is great.
Scheduling, yeah, no, sex in general.
If you've got to schedule something, schedule sex.
Clear my schedule.
When did they do their actual finances then? And what did they call it on the calendar? Like, when it's March, like when it's March 28th and they're like, oh shit, we got to get our
tax. We got to go to H&R Block and fuck.
Man, tax day must be such a horny event.
Yeah, tax, they get really excited on tax
day. Oh, he's got
day.
Just like a Pavlovian response.
Wants to financing?
Fucking, yeah.
QuickBooks.
He's in the bank and they're like, hey, would you like to refinance your home and do
it? What?
Yeah, that's the folder where all your porn is just in the QuickBooks folder. So Carol can easily access it as well.
The safe word is TurboTax.
Hey, everyone. My name is Will Campos. I play Henry Oak. What? It would be like, Henry Oak. That would be it. It's like, I play
that's Ash
Henry
from
Oak.
Pokemon.
Henry's spirit child is Ash from Pokemon. Henry is a granola munching, Birkenstock rocking, crunchy munchy nature druid dad. And my dad fact about Henry this week, I feel like every time I do a Lark and Sparrow dad fact, the punchline is always, Henry sucks. So I thought I'd do a little family time fun fact this week, which is about game night at the Oak household.
Mm, okay.
And every game night, they put together a little game called Oaks and Ogres for Lark and Sparrow, which is like kind of like a homebrew tabletop RPG, wherein Lark and Sparrow play two brave adventurers, the Oak Boys, and every week they have to do like a different task for an ogre. It's usually something like, you know, like he's got a, you know, sick tummy and then he needs chicken noodle soup.
Oh, it's all
and
like good deeds. Like,
yeah, it's good deeds for the ogres, right? But it's secretly, it's Henry and Mercedes' way of getting like the boys to like role play like what it would be like to be a nice person who did, you know, obeyed authority and like did good things for other people. So like to power up like their healing spells, they have to compliment the person they're trying to heal.
Holy
and like
shit.
If they want to like forge gold, they've got to like earn it by like, you know, picking up their toys and putting them back in the toy chest. So it's like a little bit of like gamifying chores around the
house.
How
good are they at the game?
Inevitably the game turns into a fight at some point, because essentially the vector you're trying to ride is like how much like productive chore energy can you get out of these boys, but at the same time you are feeding into like their desire for power, because you're saying that like you're gonna level up and you're gonna be better at fighting and you're gonna be better at this and that, and at a certain point they'll be really productive, but if you take it a little too far it's like feeding a gremlin after midnight and then they're just amped up on the idea of being powerful, and then
it's
just
like,
you know,
a promotion from middle management. It's like you can't go further than that. That's so much effort to put into, like, here's the thing.
You put effort into your kids?
Well, okay, if you'd think that if you're putting that much effort into your kids, they would be a little
be better.
Hi. Were you done, Will? I'm sorry.
I'm done now.
I'm genuinely sorry.
I yield the floor.
He rips up his notes.
I'm ripping up best character sheet as she gives the state of the Ron.
The state of the character, Ron, is, hi, I'm Beth May, and I play Ron Stampler.
That's Misty
now,
from Pokemon.
Now I can't even remember.
Ron's voice?
Yeah.
No, now I can't even remember how to describe Ron. Oh, he's an emotionally detached stepfather and a rogue. Today's dad fact is a continuation of last week's dad fact, which was a melancholy dad fact in which I informed you guys that Samantha is the only person who's ever called Ron Ronnie. So to add to that, Samantha, she's also the only person who's ever called Ron Daddy Flapjack Google Doc Dick.
Google Doc Dick?
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. She's the only one.
When did she call him that?
During finances.
Oh, all the time. When they're putting their expenses on that Google Doc dick, you know?
I'm Anthony. I'm your dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
I'm not talking to Dad today.
I'm pissed at Dad.
So my dad fact is, I don't think I mentioned this in the Talking Dads about the second to last episode where all the moms kind of died, but there's only one edit I made. I basically, all the letters that the dads got were first draft except for Henry's, which had one edit that I made where she had a line where she said, like, I can live knowing that I have no regrets. And for a long time, I had a parenthetical where she said, except for that time we had unprotected sex with those two hitchhikers in Madrid or something. But then I was
you
like,
you should have left that in.
I was like, that's a lot to put on Will's shoulders to like tear up and then also say that midway through.
Hey,
so I deleted it.
I had to get choked up saying Universal Studios Hollywood.
It was great. It was great. But no, that's still canon as far as I'm concerned.
Ha So, when we last left you, you and the Bad Dog Mercenary Guild were on your way to Castle Ravenloft, you in your van, them on horseback. So something I didn't ask last time is, what about Doug? Did you bring him?
Ah, shit, we forgot Doug.
No, a good intern doesn't have to be asked where to go. He probably got in the car.
Yeah, I have a feeling he would have gone with you.
He's trained to anticipate our needs.
Yes.
He was holding the door open for you.
Yes.
And he had a bunch of coffees in his other hands.
The other option is that we forgot about him, and then the moment that we haven't seen him, we're like, what was his name again? The intern. What was his face? Is he with us?
Yeah, I think he's
I think he's in the back with Payton.
Yeah, he's definitely hanging out with Payton.
Duo.
And they have nothing to relate about.
Until he reveals, I mean, but if Payton ever finds out he murdered a man, Payton's going to want to
talk. He didn't murder a guy. It didn't happen. He found a guy with the top of his head cut off.
I don't know if Doug would have the confidence to do it, but Doug has definitely saw Payton slash at Glenn's Achilles tendon. It is like, there are more subtle ways to handle. Like, you got caught. The problem is you want to get caught.
Yeah,
they were looking at you.
In true intern form, they're just like really sizing each other up and setting each other as their enemies.
Yeah, no,
like,
they should be teaming
so
up. But they
how long you been here? Okay.
Payton's like, yeah, let me show you the ropes.
All right.
No, let me show you the ropes. I'll show you the ropes. So as you drive northward toward Castle Ravenloft, toward the Kingdom of Barovia, the weather gets colder and colder around you.
Can we put on them seat warmers?
Are there seat warmers in the Honda Odyssey?
Only in the front, two seats.
Front,
so who's sitting in the front
whose
seat
buns
with me?
Are toasty.
Shotgun.
All right, so
Henry's
yeah.
getting them buns warm.
Hey, scoot over, Henry.
Oh, yeah, sure, Ron, shove on in. Do you want to share one of these bun warmers?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
sure.
All right. It's not normally not as safe as I'd like to ride in a minivan, but considering that there's no other cars on the road, I think we can risk it.
Let's get that seatbelt around both of you guys.
All right.
Okay, all right. And I reached the seatbelt around and
I got to suck in a little bit.
Okay.
I will remind you that you have an unidentified shield that you got from Revenge of the Mummy, the ride, which is now currently, I believe, a Fry's Electronics.
Oh, shoot. You know what? I need some more tiny screws for my CPU back home, my computer case. I need an Ethernet port.
I need a spare graphics card from 8 years ago.
I need an ATI Radeon 9800 HD.
I need some astronaut ice cream.
You guys liking these Fry's jokes? Anyway?
Keep at it. Keep going.
I need an old dishwasher and three weird batteries.
What does that shield do again?
You don't know, because you had to basically pass a DC 20 Arcana check, and since all of you failed, your only option is finding essentially an NPC who can try for you.
And Doug didn't know, despite his college education.
Or we could put the shield on, right?
Or you could put the shield on.
I roll down the window, and I'm assuming a Bandit Cumber patch.
Cabbage Patch.
Cabbage Patch is riding nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Benedict! Yeah, we got a crazy shield over here. We don't know what it is, but you guys know your armory and stuff.
You know weapons, right?
We know martial armaments. Yes.
His mustache goes out like two antenna and start
triangulating with the diamonds on it.
With the diamonds on, and they sort of reach out toward the shield, and he goes, "I'm getting a tang of magic, mayhaps, but we are non magical here in the Bad Dog, so I'm afraid we won't be of any use to you."
So you would say you're heroes of might. Do you know any heroes of might and magic who can help us identify this?
Oh, are there still trees?
There are trees near you, yeah.
Hey guys, one second, and I stop.
Ooh,
the van,
bathroom break.
And I go up to one of the trees. I go, Aaron O'Neill.
Oh, clever.
So as you call out Aaron O'Neill's name, the leaves on the trees begin to shuffle off of the branches, and then they float down onto the trunk and arrange themselves in the familiar, slightly surly, but generally likable visage of Aaron O'Neill. And she goes, yeah, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
It's actually going pretty good. We got society, sort of in its nascent state. We just came up with currency.
Daryl's not listening. He's kind of trying to gesture to the army around him. Like, notice anything new about us?
Did you lose weight?
Daryl, for the first time, looks down at us. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, while I was walking around, I think I'm looking pretty good.
Hey, Daryl, how many steps you got?
I don't know, but it's a lot. You know what it is? If you don't think about exercise.
And you have to kill a lot of people.
And you got
to
do it every day.
Yeah.
You know? Whether you want to or not. And that's kind of the situation we're in.
That's the situation
and
we're in.
Like, I kind of liked you better the other way. You got to get Chris Brown vibes.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
What's up?
Okay.
Go ahead, Ron.
You know how you died?
I thank you for reminding me. I have some ongoing trauma from that. But yeah, thanks for reminding me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of ongoing trauma, our wives died.
Oh.
Sort of. Not yet, but they will. And so we're just trying to make it so that they don't die, just like you didn't die, but you did. Because they did.
I did. Are you asking for my birds or what's going on?
Can I just hand her the shield?
Yeah.
Okay. Here.
Would you shove the shield toward a bunch of leaves?
Yes.
Okay. So the leaves encircle the shield and it sort of floats up on the bed of leaves. And she goes,
okay, so this is, I can tell through the trees are telling me right now.
This was an item submitted by Jake Nolan. Thank you, Jake. It is called the Shield of Protection. It is a cursed shield that, as I told you, detects as a +1 shield. But the DC 20 Arcana check that Aaron O'Neill just got you lets you know that it's actually a shield that when you wear it, it adheres itself permanently to your arm. Whenever the creature wearing the shield is attacked, the shield forces the creature to interpose itself between the shield and the attacker, shielding the shield from damage with its body. So it gives you -2 to your AC if you're holding it, and it can only be removed and released with a remove curse spell. So it's literally the exact opposite of a shield.
So it's terrible.
It's a reverse shield.
It's a reverse shield.
So the shield uses you as a shield.
Exactly. It turns you into a shield.
It's as if you're an agent of the shield.
Yes.
Exactly.
God. Oh,
fuck.
And for the first couple times you use it, it's like not that good, but like around like season 3 or 4 of using it, it actually gets kind of weird and kind of interesting on its own merits. Yeah.
Could you explain that one more time? Not the agent of shield.
Agents of shield. Yeah. So for a while they had to be connected to the MCU.
Oh, I get it.
And it wasn't very good.
Yeah, you know, like in a good Jackie Chan fight scene where like he's got that big like vase or something, he's making sure nobody breaks it. It's like you're doing that, but with a shield. You make sure that nothing hits the shield. So it's a terrible shield.
Wow. You know what, though? This sounds like a sort of item maybe we could try to trick someone into holding on to, and then that could be a fun thing to do.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you told us. Man,
hey,
if
Aaron,
we put this
that
on,
would have been real bad if we had, you know, put that shield on. You know, that seems like the sort of reckless thing that someone would have done impulsively at some point, I say, pointing my eyes directly in Daryl's direction.
Because Daryl has lifted up his whole shirt, and he's like, he's looking at his tummy. He's like, checking himself out.
He's like, is there less here?
If we had put too much stock in season 1, we might have gotten really disappointed. But now knowing this, this is great information, and we'll keep our expectations managed.
Great. You were talking about your wives are going to... is there anything else you want to talk about before you... Whatever you guys are doing with all your... What are those?
I've got a lot I want to talk about, actually. Recently, I've been thinking a lot about...
So Aaron turns over her shoulder. She goes,
this is going to be a second, Vince. Sorry.
And you see behind her, the two-dimensional man that she pulled out of the bullywugs is lying down in bed. He's like,
take your time, baby.
Oh, my God. That's so...
And when I say lying
sexy
in bed, like, he's, like, completely, yeah, like, he's, like,
He's
perpendicular to you, so you basically see a shard of a person, and then just the head pops up and goes, it's okay, baby, and then leans back down, and it's basically invisible again.
I'm so glad we called Aaron O'Neill.
Daryl just turns away. He's like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I don't have shame about it. It's all good.
Hi, stick person. Anyway, I was thinking...
Name's Vince.
Hi, Vince. Great body. I've been thinking a lot about what it means to be father. Not only just a father, but a stepfather. I've been thinking a lot and then feeling a lot, and I'm not used to, actually, do you have time, like, maybe like an hour next week so I could talk more about this stuff? And by this stuff, I mean my thoughts and my feelings and thinking about, you know, taking responsibility for myself and my family and stepping up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I've got I know somebody who, I can't talk to you because we have a pre-existing relationship, so that would be a sort of a weird breach of etiquette, but I have somebody I could send you to.
And the leaf, one of the leaves, like, starts scratching on another leaf, and then that leaf wafts into your hands, and it just says, not me, on it.
Oh,
my God!
All right,
I thought she was going to recommend, like, an elf therapist.
Hey, how Aaron rolls.
Okay, do you know what Dr. Me's address is?
Yeah, he's in Neverwinter.
Okay, fabulous. I will put this in my wallet next to my very sharp business cards. And, yeah, this has been really cleansing, and I'm really sad, but I'm gonna save that conversation for me and Dr. Me.
All right, well, if that's it, I'm gonna get back to doing stuff with my boyfriend.
Hey, you wanna come? Hi, it's Henry here. Hello.
Hey, Henry.
Hey, do you want to come to Castle Ravenloft and help us fight the bad guys and save our sons? We got a whole army with us now. I know before it seemed like kind of an iffy proposition, but we've got 200 guys.
We got rich.
We're still pretty rich. I know you're rich too, so that's because, you know, we came up with that fair and equitable business proposal.
Yep.
But if you want to come and, you know, be part of a great epic adventure, you know, maybe that'd be something that'd be cool for you.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely for sure think about that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Guys, I don't think she's going to think
I just want to reiterate, just get your kids and run, though. Really, just get your kids and run.
What? So you can't. All right. You know what?
I'll explain. You want me to explain why I can't tell you? If I'm right about the kind of magic that those people have over you, it makes the magic more powerful. So you will be even weaker if I'm correct and you have that knowledge, because the control they have over you will be even worse.
So it's like the more we know, the less powerful we are?
I don't know if I would say that as an overall, like, holistic rule
about
life.
Because if that's the case, then I'm golden. I got nothing to worry about. But it's like us having to tell our wives that they couldn't go to Universal Studios then.
You know what? It's exactly like that. You should tell all of this to Dr. Me.
So it's like, okay, so we can't talk about it. That's going to be tough for me. I got to talk about everything, guys.
Vince in the back is like,
you guys talking about time travel stuff?
And then Aaron's like,
I guess, I don't know. They're talking about the future and the past.
And Vince is like,
I mean, I know Dimensional Witch. Like, I don't know if she goes all the way up to 4, but that might be a thing. I don't know. Maybe we could talk about it later. I don't know.
A Dimensional Witch.
Yeah, that's why I am the way I am. Remember, that was that.
That's right. Yeah, I'm recalling that now.
Yeah, she downgraded you down to 2.
Yeah, I don't know if she can go, how far up she can go, and how, you know, if it's a both directions kind of street, or if it's just...
Can we get her information or something?
It's in my other pants right now. I don't want to...
Well,
maybe later.
We'll hit you up after we save our kids.
We'll shout into a tree.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just need to.
Hit me up. Catch me on my mobile.
Okay, what's your mobile? Your mobile what?
My mobile leaf. I'm always carrying it around with me.
And she holds up the leaf.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to hang up the leaves now, I guess.
Okay, cool.
And she continues to stare at you.
Okay, how do we I just kind of
go away, Aaron.
Shoo at the...
She goes, no, you go away.
So, yeah, the leaves all fall back to the ground and they crawl back up the tree and take their places back on the branches.
Next time, I feel like we need to have to enter like a 20-digit leaf meeting code.
That's good.
Or we'll get connected to a different witch.
That's
Can
fine.
I roll an investigation on the leaf with not me on it? Okay. That is an 18.
With your 18, you can tell that Dr. Not Me is a real doctor. She was not being sarcastic. That person exists.
Wow.
Wow. Dr. Not Me.
You must get a lot of referrals.
Daryl's grumbling at how rude Aaron was, like, fucking should not have given her half the money. And as we get in the car, right before we peel off, you guys want to go?
Yeah, let's get
I think we should keep trucking.
All right, I go, Aaron! And then I just peel out.
You behind you can see all the leaves like sort of coalesce into the shape of Aaron. She's like, wait,
Vince, start it back up. We're going from the top, Vince.
And then the leaves go back to where they were. Let's do some taxes. Okay, so you are going to just, I presume, drive straight to Castle Ravenloft.
Yeah, what now, Anthony? No more goofy stuff for us to do.
We
cleared all our subquests. Nothing left to do but storm the castle.
Okay, so I'm going to roll to see if you get any random encounters.
Whoa. Is that a thing that happens?
In D&D, it's supposed to. It's generally bad for storytelling and especially bad for podcasts. But no, you didn't, so you're fine.
It hasn't stopped us before.
I want a little pregame.
We have 200 people. Like,
yeah, Daryl's down for a pregame. That's like
five. It wouldn't be anything. It would just be you like annihilate. It's like, oh, three wolves attack. Yeah, you know what? Three wolves attack.
We didn't even notice. They just attack.
We have wolves for dinner.
They attacked the right flank before guards killed it. Okay.
Before we get to Castle Ravenloft, I would like to explain how you can control your soldiers. So you have...
Ooh,
if you
is he some mechanics, bro?
Yeah, I made up some mechanics. So,
Fuck yes.
If you recall, you have 200 mercenaries.
Hell yeah, we do.
So I've decided that there are, arbitrarily, three classes of mercenaries that you have. You have archers, shield bearers, and pikemen. They all have different stats. Archers basically have not that much HP, and they're kind of easy to hit, but they do range damage, and their damage is piercing, and it's pretty good. You have shield bearers that are pretty hard to hit and have a lot of HP, and they're fairly strong, but they do very little damage. But they can also do a thing where they raise their shields and anyone behind them gets half cover, which means they get a +2 bonus to AC. They're a little bit harder to hit if you're behind them and they have their shields up. And then there are pikemen, which are sort of in the middle. They do a fair amount of damage, and they have like medium health and hit abilities.
Real Joel Fire Emblem.
It's a real kind of, rock, yeah. paper, scissors situation.
A little bit,
here.
Yeah. So you basically get to decide how many of your soldiers are each of those classes. So divvy up 200 amongst archers, shield bearers, and pikemen.
Real quick, shouldn't we just make each one a mobile unit of three? So it's like a shield guy blocking an archer with a dude with a big old pike next to him so that they're the best of all worlds?
Only tanks. No, that would be terrible.
Oh, okay.
All throughout all of history, that's never been the case.
Well, I'm just saying that maybe I solved Napoleon's problem. Hey, Napoleon, why don't they just put all of them and mush them together?
Just one archer hiding behind a shield and another guy with a stick, and the three of them are just moving together.
Yeah, what is known as the unstoppable soldier.
That's like my friend who never took martial arts but was absolutely certain that if you just punched and kicked at the same time, no one would be able to stop you.
To be fair, that is basically the idea behind Krav Maga.
Okay, so it's a castle, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we need engines, siege engines.
Actually, you know what? Do you want to see Castle Ravenloft before you make this decision?
Because
you would have done it before you left.
Yeah. Well, now, to be fair, Benedict Cabbage Patch, who we should be consulting with, would know a little bit about the theater of battle we're about to go into. So, Benedict.
Yes.
What would be... This is now a flashback conversation that's playing in the montage of us like traveling over there. What's the best, makeup of folks?
How do you do war good?
I feel like we want defense heavy.
I feel like, you know,
I want a smoky eye.
I'm going to throw this out there. I'm okay giving a lot of creative control here to Benedict Cumberbatch. Because it does
Cabbage Patch.
Cabbage Patch. Or Benedict Cumberbatch.
Him too. He can.
Just like, I don't know, it feels like we're like the IP holder EPs of this mercenary adventure. And like, he could be like the showrunner.
You're
like,
I was very excited.
He's in charge of the day-to-day.
You're Kathleen Kennedy circa the new trilogy. And you're like, just do what you want.
Daryl is really into Gladiator, so he is definitely picking his brain and trying to involve himself in this discussion for sure.
What is Benedict Cumberbatch?
In the same way you're trying to be the coach of the soccer team.
Yeah, yeah.
I have some plays I came up with for the Shield Bearers.
Yeah, he's like, remember that chariot scene in Gladiator? Like, you need some... Right, we need some shields. Right, Benedict?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The shield bearers, I would recommend you do shield bearers, and then behind them you do the archers, because then it provides cover for the archers from range damage from afar.
But we're going to be, like, invading the castle.
Yes, we're
going to
be
probably too many archers.
Sieging a castle. Well, it depends on what is waiting for you on the outside of the castle. So I'm not sure what we're going to walk up against.
They know we're coming.
They do know we are coming, which is a problem, which means that there are certainly going to be either traps or something extremely deadly waiting for us. Now, my understanding of Castle Ravenloft is that it is sort of a one-way trip, if you will. There's one land bridge leading to the castle, and on all sides of the castle is a precipitous drop. Just a precipitous drop that make it so that if you wish to invade, you're essentially going up one means of entry, which is some would consider suicidal. Others would consider an adventure. I'm of the latter.
Except we have two means of entrance because we have the Dimmadome sword, which
what?
Can extend
Shit.
To a football, I think a football field length,
correct.
Right?
Yeah, 100 yards.
So we could use that as a miniature land bridge to sneak a second party in to ambush
wow.
the castle.
Oh, that's good.
Well, how wide is this sword, he says, and he looks at it, and it is the width of a sword.
You
so
we'll
like
need your most daring
inches.
Acrobatic soldiers,
wow.
or we could lay planks out
yeah,
on
lay
it or something
on.
Like that, right?
Well,
we could
that's
use
interesting.
Yeah, you could use it as like the baseline of a bridge you could build.
Which looks the coolest? Which has the coolest outfits of the three? Of the archers, the shield bearers, and then the pikemen.
I would say the shield bearers look pretty cool. They've color coordinated with their armor.
Okay, guys. So we have everybody dress up as shield bearers, and then we have the one entrance through the front, and then the one back door entrance with the Dimmadome sword, and then the big daddy entrance, so to speak. You use the transportation orbs. Well, everybody's distracted by the cool fighters in the shield bearers outfits.
Ooh.
We just sneak in right there and grab our kids and run.
Ooh.
Because we can all transport at the same time.
And the
correct?
Only thing, though, is we don't know where that orb ends up. They may have
correct.
Thrown it into a garbage compactor. Now, I will say this. We should throw the orb away here, safely out of the range
of
the
like
castle.
Oh, it's like a getaway orb.
So that's our getaway. Like, worst case scenario, we
get to the orb,
put
and
in
then
the
we
minivan,
can zap out.
Put in the minivan, pedal to the metal, like have the engine in the car ready to go. Fucking
that's not bad. I like
well
that.
So we'll keep the minivan at a safe distance and we'll continue the rest on foot, but that'll be our escape
if we have okay how about this I like
oh
the
and plus the minivan has the thing that makes it so that's hard to find for magical you know folks
and it's fast and faster
it's
than
fast.
Anything else around here
it's got true. Heated seats
it's got heated seats yeah our butts are toasty. If we do the secondary entrance, maybe we have all the shield guys like you know make the big show of the big entrance, and then maybe we have archers like
because we're going to be going up over a wall. Like, have those archers, like, shoot and defend our entrance as we're, like, climbing up over the wall with that big long sword.
The other option with the sword is this. According to Ryan Peterson's
description. Cut the castle in half.
Yeah, it's a sword of adjustable length. Did you stipulate a length for it?
It maxes out at 100 yards.
Okay. Because if you just shot it 100 yards in the air and tipped it straight down, it would probably cause a lot of force, right? Because like it'd be a big, long, heavy,
so you could, sharp
thing.
What you're proposing is that we have a whole bunch of men on one side of the sword, and then we just whack the
castle over and over,
over, and over again from 100 yards away to break down the wall. Our siege weapon.
You broke Dungeons and Daddies. That sword. What if we beat a castle to death with a sword, they said.
I guess. Wait a second, Anthony. What is the HP of a wall of a castle?
Let me Google.
I mean, I feel like with the sword would probably snap, I'm assuming.
Well, he doesn't say, he says weight and length are proportional. Not that it gets more brittle, it just becomes bigger and
we
denser.
We have 200 strong backed men.
But if you
smacked a stone wall with a sword, you'd probably get a cut. Yeah, over and over. Eventually, it would break.
Yes, that doesn't cut.
So it has the same brittleness, but you might get one or two whacks in.
I know what to do, gentlemen. We put the sword on the front of the van, make it go 100 yards, and then we drift, and that sword does a slash. 100-yard slash, cutting everybody in half who comes towards us. Also, just in case we wanted to know, a 100-yard sword would be about 480 pounds, which is not shit compared to what a minivan.
Okay,
just saying, just so you guys all know, in case we want to do it, 480 pounds.
So here's what I'm going to do. I am not going to make any comments on the feasibility of any idea. As the DM, I will only be able to do it in character. So do whatever you're going to do and then tell me when you want to keep moving.
Let me ask a question.
Yes.
How big is this? He says the Benedict Cabbage Patch. How big is this precipitous drop? And like, what is the, like, is it like a valley? Like, basically, what is the geography? Is it like,
so imagine a mountain range. Mm-hmm. And within this mountain range, imagine a canyon that basically goes down 1,000 feet. And amidst this canyon, there's but one tiny tendril of land that extends from one of these mountain ranges to a little island of cold rock in this sea of nothingness and mountains. That is Castle Ravenloft. It sits on that rock in that ocean of cold and gravity.
Where does their poop go?
Off of the side of the 1,000-foot drop, I would assume.
Mm. Oh, that's
cool. Oh, wait. Hold on. I have an idea, guys. I want to pull one of the mercenaries. Like, hey, Ben, can you just give me a fast rider? Just any one of your guys, fast rider?
Absolutely. And he pulls out a random dude, and the random dude goes, yes, ha. What can I do for you?
All right. I got a 5 gold tip here. I need you to ride back to that pyramid.
Yes.
And just pick up, write down, like, the description of like the DJI Phantom drone. I'm gonna tell them to go bring us a bunch of like drones and technology from the Fry's Electronics.
Yes!
Oh my god.
And so I write a big list of things. So like two-way radios.
Oh no.
Like the DJI, like multiple drones.
Okay. Hey, could you get a Walkman?
I will absolutely get anything that is on this list to the best of my ability. Pip, pip. And he rides off in a puff of cartoony smoke. He'll be back in like 4 hours.
That's fine.
Okay, so you have to scale 1,000-foot wall to get to the castle from the other side.
Correct.
If we wanted to come in from the side on the sword, like how far is it from like the nearest other side? Because like if this is all useless, if it's like more than
102 yards,
102 yards, then we're fucked.
Now, I do not know for certain, but I would suspect that the land bridge connecting it to the nearest mountain range is approximately 75 yards.
Are there any mountains above it?
Mountains above it. Yes.
Surrounding it, yeah.
Zipline, baby.
Oh, wow.
Zipline,
baby. You could zipline the whole fucking army in on that bad boy.
Oh, my God.
Yes! Yes!
It would be a difficult climb up the mountain, but yes, I believe that once we get to the top of the mountain, as I've said, it is roughly 75 yards away and is a higher elevation, we could indeed line a zip down to the castle.
We need a distractionary group in the front so that all their attention's up there so that the other people can go in and we can fucking zip line in.
Yeah, get a bunch of shield people and archers like at the main entrance and have like a crew of like 50 people.
Well, and then they'll know the van. So if we send the van out as a vanguard force, if you will, to be the distraction. They'll see the van, think we're in the van, especially if we, and with a pitiful army of, you know, 50 guys or whatever up that front door, they'll think that that's the main army, but then we're zipping in over the line. Do you see what I mean?
So we don't know what they don't know about us yet, right?
Yeah, Ron.
What if we send spies up ahead? Spies that they won't suspect. Spies that fly.
Are you thinking when I'm that rats?
Rats on drones.
I was thinking.
And then you can talk
I was
to
thinking
them
bats
via
because those
radio.
Are kind of what rats on drones are. Bats.
Oh wait.
So the next
rat
time
drones.
I'm
sort of
zoo.
A reverse ratatouille.
Oh, but we can give them two-way radios so that you can talk to them, Henry.
Okay,
so
oh, that's true.
So while you guys are talking,
4 hours later,
you talk about this for 4 hours. The bad dog comes back carrying like two large bags full of stuff. You will get to have any 10 items you could imagine from a Fry's Electronics, but when you want to use it, you're going to have to roll something. You're going to tell me what you're going to roll in order to see if it has been broken or not, because it's been going through the fucking void for 20 years.
No, I can see that. I can see that. That's fair.
10's too many. 5.
It's also future technology. I mean, hell, we're dads. We can barely figure out our own phones.
That's true.
Imagine trying to make electronics from 20 years in the future work.
And you can't read the instructions.
Yeah. Because everything got turned to Esperanto in America like 10 years after.
Political practice gone mad.
It's all in Esperanto.
Okay.
I tell the bad dog, good dog.
No.
All right. So what's on the table? We've got a reconnaissance mission.
It definitely feels like a stealth thing for sure. Reconnaissance first and foremost. We're going to approach Castle Ravenloft, but not to where we're within eyesight yet. So
within a DJI drone distance.
Okay.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes are in the air. And when you bring in beautiful flowers that are blooming like I have in my vase in the kitchen, I want to smell those flowers, not my cat poop.
You know what's pretty. In the air is springtime flowers and not dust from the litter.
Ooh, yeah. Wow. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. And the crystals, dog. The crystals change color and they indicate early signs of potential illness in my gato, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, a lot of piss stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense.
On brand.
And if that wasn't enough. Who's the piss king of podcasts? Yeah. I want to advertise Pretty Litter on there.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. You never run out. And you know, the health monitoring is great. I can just go in, I take one look, and I'm like, you pissing good.
You good at pissing.
Pretty cats deserve pretty litter, and all cats are pretty.
So yeah,
all cats
go.
Deserve pretty litter.
Pretty litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com.
You don't.
Daddy.
Your cat tries it.
You don't.
I mean, if you're curious.
The plumbing's true. Out. If,
you know
you, if your toilet's broken,
yeah.
Play on.
This isn't the 1950s.
Don't
whatever
judge
you want to do
this
in your own home.
Whatever you want to do
in your own home as a consenting adult, you're free to do.
You know, in the Kinsey reports, he said that actually a surprising number of adults pee in their kitty litter. Yeah,
yeah. Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. It's time to take off into the stratosphere. That graph of your net worth is going to the moon, baby. Because you know what the easiest way to do that? By canceling all the freaking subscriptions you forgot about. Or like ones that you paid for twice. Didn't even realize it.
Or the other two subscriptions you didn't even know were there.
That's right. Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. And before I started using Rocket Money, I was like, I got a lean subscription pack. I'm not overpaying for stuff. And I took one look and I was like, not only am I paying for Funimation doesn't even exist. It's merging. So I'm like,
this is the second Rocket Money ad you've come at Funimation. I'm really upset about this.
I realize I'm playing for Xbox Live,
I haven't even turned on my Xbox in like 3 years. Yeah. I was like, what am I even doing? I don't even know if you still need to pay for it. I don't even know how that works.
This is a subscription universe that we're living in between streaming service, fitness apps, delivery service. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forget about.
I'm still paying the fee at the cemetery for dead relatives I don't even visit anymore.
Rocket Money. Here's what Rocket Money is. It's a personal.
Dig them up. I don't care.
It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You get all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can just help you cancel it with a few taps. And they will even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service. They'll call. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you use all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies. rocketmoney.com/daddies.
You start moving your way through the mountains on this very... So are you leaving the van or are you taking the van with you?
Taking the van with us for
okay.
now. Yeah.
So you're driving the van up. It's just barely big enough and just barely not steep enough that you can manage to get the Odyssey up there. And you come across sort of this rise and you can see in the distance Castle Ravenloft. And just like it was described by Benedict Cumberbatch, Castle Ravenloft sits on a snowy plateau, an island of cold rock in a sea of mountains. Only a single thin land bridge connects the castle to the mountain range surrounding it. Only one way in, and unless you can survive a 1,000-foot fall, only one way out. So what would you like to do with the drone?
Wait, oh, I haven't said it yet. We don't go to Ravenloft. Anyone? F-Life 2?
F-Life 2.
I want to fire up one of these future drones.
Okay.
Which probably has like thermal imaging capacity and like GPS and like HD video streaming.
Sure.
It's the future.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
why not?
Built into the controller.
Yeah, so it's from 2030, whatever this drone
is. Oh, but here's the bummer. It's controlled by your phone, and it only works on an iPhone 20. Sorry.
Oh, yikes. Damn, my iOS is too old for this shit.
But wait, what's that in the box? An iPhone 20?
Yeah, that could be two of your five items.
Definitely a new phone.
Definitely a Walkman.
What is it, the Walkman?
Just give me a straight D20 roll. There's no obvious... I don't know why I was looking at a D&D character sheet as if there's going to be something that I go, aha, yes, that's the stat to see if an iPhone works.
I roll it, I unpackage it, and I roll a 6.
Okay, so the iPhone, the first iPhone, assuming you want to have multiples of them, unfortunately does not work. It doesn't have a battery charger that is compatible with anything you have in the Odyssey.
Whoa, guys. Turns out, like, the U.S. adopts, like, the U.K. standard of plugs in the future.
Oh, no.
What crazy future do we live in?
Huh. It's all in Esperanto.
Weirdly, after Brexit, the U.K. became a state in the United States.
We were going to adopt their health system, but no.
No, we just got the plugs.
Yeah. All right, can I see if the Walkman works?
Are you going to make that one of the items?
Yeah.
I think it is now. I think it is now.
All right, go ahead and make a roll.
That's a 19.
It has the best audio quality of any.
If only we got any tapes to put it in.
No, it's like, it's got to be one of those like.
It's got to come with music.
Comes with a demo tape that's like all the like, now that's what I call music 789.
It comes with the U2 album.
Yeah. And there's no way to remove it.
It's a new one though. It's the one they did
really
in 2030.
Bad.
I'm looking up now that's what I call music 4.
I assume the difficulty will be based on how OP this item is,
yes.
Right? One of the other items is like a golf range finder. So it's like a scope.
Okay.
So I'm going to put it to my eye and like be able to tell the distance from here to the pin.
Just get higher than a 5 and you'll be fine.
7.
Great. So that works.
All right. So I'm going to do an investigation on the castle, looking for any kind of, you know, weaknesses, anything that stands out for ways to get in. And then more specifically on the green, where the pin placement is and where the bunkers are.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a 13.
So through the scope, you can see that there's basically two main spires in Castle Ravenloft. There's one in the center that's very, very tall and has a pointy top. And there's another next to it that's sort of not so tall and has a flat top.
Mm.
And for a second, you're wondering, hey, why does that one have a flat top? And then you see the biggest fucking dragon you have ever seen in your entire life. Also the smallest technically. No, Gartok was a dragon. So, okay, yeah. So definitely the biggest dragon you've ever seen in your entire life. The size of a kaiju, essentially. Flaps its way up to the flat-topped spire and just sort of sits there, looks around, and continues to idle animation, just like sort of staring down at the land bridge that leads to Castle Ravenloft.
Hey, guys.
It is bright gold.
Hey, guys. There's like a dragon or something. There's like some smog ass shit happening here. And there's like
Benedict
a dragon.
Cabbage Patch, do the smog thing.
The what?
Smaug.
The Smaug thing.
Smaug. I forgot that he was Smaug. Or Smaug.
Smaug.
The desolation of Smaug.
Smaug.
Let me see that if you would. And he takes the rangefinder from you and his mustache like droops and the diamonds fall out.
And he's like, that's definitely a three iron.
And he goes, my God, an ancient gold dragon? This will be glorious. We are almost certain to die, but this will be quite a way to go out if I may say so myself.
How do you kill them?
What's the deal with the gold dragon?
Gold dragons are this particular one is an ancient gold dragon, so it's one of the most dangerous possible creatures that it exists in all of the Forgotten Realms. And you just sort of kill it by hitting it many, many, many times.
Are there any weaknesses?
Oh gosh, no.
What happens if you had a 100-yard sword?
If you had a 100-yard sword, I suppose you would get like one good swack at it. I mean, they're not exactly slow. They can fly.
What if we tape the gun to the end of the sword and we zip this gun up and we shoot the dragon?
It is very large. I mean, you would probably piss it off a little bit.
I think we use the sword as like a big javelin.
Wait, question. Is there anything that gold, like dragons, like? Do they like gold? Do they like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, is this a smart dragon? Tell us about ancient dragons. Are they intelligent? Are they cunning? Do they have, like, what are they just... Just you
are
know,
they
you
easily
seem like
charmed?
You...
Are they artistic?
As far as I know from the legends, because it's not often you see a dragon, dragons tend to be fairly intelligent and can be reasoned with unless they are under the thrall of somebody else. And there are certain very rare, very magical items that allow one to have control over a dragon. And I can't think of too many good reasons that a strong, intelligent dragon would be defending someone else's lair. So my fear might be that that dragon is under their control, perhaps with an orb of dragon kind.
So it's just like, if we got rid of that orb, we'd have like a pet dragon.
You know who might be able to help us with this is our old friend Scam Likely, who owes us a scam.
Okay.
He does owe us a scam.
We could maybe use Scam Likely to flim-flam this dragon, maybe into tricking them into thinking we've got the orb of dragon kind, and then it'll have to obey us.
Or maybe scamming the people in the castle to, like, you know, get the orb for us.
Yeah, that could work, too.
Like it's an orb cleaning service or something.
Yeah,
like
he goes, like in as like an orb
polisher. Yeah. Yeah, he's there to check the sewage or something, and then he steals the orb for us.
So, okay, so your phone rings.
Who's phone? Oh, Daryl's phone.
Daryl's the only phone left.
And I answered, hello?
Is it my ears that currently burn, or do you wish to use the scam that you once earned?
Scam, how did you hear us?
I'm always listening.
Are you?
Turn off location tracking.
No, this is a Nokia. This doesn't have no GPS. Look around. All right. Are you nearby?
Whenever that Jape's to be found, I'm not far behind.
So, Scam, it's Henry and Daryl and the other dads.
Hi, Scam.
Do you think you'd be up to scamming an orb of dragon kind at a Castle Ravenloft for us?
Oh, dear me, an orb of dragon kind.
I mean, that's too hard of a scam for you.
I see what this is.
Go ahead and roll persuasion.
Whatever I add to that 8 is probably not going to do it.
No.
How many times have I told you, good boys, you cannot scam a scammer? I like where your head's at, though. I do.
Daryl, how many times does he have to tell you you can't scam a scammer? Now... Actually, hey, Scam, what about a favor?
A favor? What kind of favor?
Oh, you know, one scammer to another. How about...
You're not a scammer. You've never scammed anyone.
How do you know that?
Because I would know about it. That's sort of my thing.
Oh, what if you don't, though? Because I'm scamming you.
Okay, so your scam would be to hide the scam?
Yeah.
What's the point of a scam hidden? If a scam falls in the forest, does anyone like it?
No, we're all scammed by it.
Go on. You have my attention. Yeah.
To kind of bring it back around to the Orb of Dragonkind.
Yes.
You said we could call you for a free scam.
I did.
And this is the scam we'd like you to pull. We'd like you to scam the Orb of Dragonkind out of that castle and into our hot little hand.
Okay.
And just
okay.
So you know, we're just not throwing you out in the wind here. We got a 200-person army nearby. We got us, and we got some electronics. So we got stuff to help out if you know, if just let you know the tools you got at your disposal for
Wonderful.
The scam.
Well, so what do you know about what's inside this castle? Because it helps to know whatever I can about my mark before I go in. Mark is an industry term for who you're going to scam. It's also the name of my brother.
Our kids are in there. There's three purple-robed figures who are guarding this castle, and they probably
are
have...
Are they your wives?
No.
A lot of people seem to think that.
Probably not.
I have a lot of fear.
So these are the bozos that stole our kids, and, you know, we've been able to kind of connect with them in, like, a liminal dream space. We were warned that the more that we learn about their power, the more powerful they'll become. Now, you might know something about that, but if you do, don't tell us, because we don't want to make them more powerful.
So, Scam, you know Castle Ravenloft, or no?
I know of it.
Okay, so it's a big castle.
Yes.
Like, with a 1,000-foot gorge around it.
Yes.
And one bridge.
Yes.
And there's a big dragon on top of it. That's what we know.
There's a big ancient gold dragon.
And we're pretty sure it's got an orb or some magical item that somebody's using to control it. And we would like that item on this side of the gorge.
So that we can control
it. So we
can
control the dragon and help us out on this
whole
battle.
Or maybe like set it free, like in Free Willy.
Or a scam item. A scam item that looks like the dragon item, but is a scam.
Okay.
Trick the dragon.
It sounds like you have essentially no information on what awaits me inside the castle. It's to get an item that's extremely likely to be well guarded, and there's no guarantee that my means of egress will be protected. I have only one thing to say to that.
And then the entire time he's been talking, you've been noticing that Benedict Cabbage Patch has his back to you, and then Benedict turns around and rips his mustache off and reveals, and he goes, I'm in!
He's been with us the whole time!
And Scam Likely removes his Benedict Cabbage Patch
that
costume.
That mustache! I was like, something's weird about that mustache.
And he goes, see you in a bit! And he starts walking towards...
Wait. He got all the gems. He got the rest of our gems.
He still got the gems after all! And it's done. He got our gems. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Who, me?
I'm gonna give him, though, a drone to take with him.
Well, he knows everything we have, yeah.
So I'm going to give him a drone to take with him. It's like, hey, if things get hairy, just attach the orb to this thing, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so I guess here I go. Are you guys going to wait here until I'm done with my sort of little side quest adventure?
Now we're the dungeon masters, and you're the player going through your going through your own dungeon for us.
Well,
Anthony.
I mean, we could just we'll just like ellipses and rest.
We need you to act as our sort of a candid scammer.
Oh my god, that's very good.
In the words of DJ Khaled, I played myself.
Literally.
All right. So you see... Fuck. So you currently don't have a means of controlling the drone, right? Because you don't have the phone.
No. Like, you can have drones that are not phone-based.
No, okay. We'll have a remote with them.
Okay, so you get a normie drone.
How many items
you didn't
have we
roll
done?
For it. You got to roll for it, right?
Yeah, I'll roll for it.
How many items did we pull out?
Two, and then the Walkman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the rangefinder, the phone that didn't work, the Walkman that did. So this is your fourth.
Would... This count as electronic, which is that Fry's does indeed sell 36 packs of Charleston shoes. I was just double checking.
Did you have the foresight to tell that guy before you left?
I was checking it around and didn't find a time to interrupt it. So I would have like taken him aside and be like, hey, can you grab some Charleston shoes?
I'd be like, what the fuck? Who has some Charleston shoes?
All right, let me. They were out.
Oh, devastating. No.
Daryl looks at his new bod and sees the, like, 10 pounds he's dropped. He's like, it's all right. I'll save it for later.
No, all those Charleston shoes you've ever eaten are still in there.
Yep.
What do I have to beat?
You got to beat an 11.
I got an 11 on the dot.
Whoa. All right, sexy boy. You have a drone. You have a functional drone.
Nice. Hey, guys.
Freddie, you're such a fucking nerd. I can't stand it. Sometimes it's just like,
well, this is great.
It's just like, it's just watching a man chase down his very specific kink in the context of tabletop role playing. It's like, I get a DJI Phantom with like all the trimmings. And, like,
well, the drone like weight ratio, these like in the future has got to be fucking excellent. And batteries have gotten better too.
So Scam Likely is walking away with the drone sort of like tucked in his waistband, because in the future they're kind of small and they unfold into something bigger.
What does he look like?
So right now he looks like exactly like Benedict Cabbage Patch, but with no mustache. So when he ripped off the costume, you just saw the same guy, but with no mustache, essentially.
Oh,
wow. Can I put his mustache on?
Roll Constitution.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Do it.
Baby may have made a mistake. 13.
The mustache latches into your upper lip and fucking razor sharp barbs embed themselves in your flesh, and the mustache, you can feel like suddenly it's like you've grown a new limb. You can feel the cold air hitting every individual hair follicle on your mustache. It is a symbiote that is now one with you. That
it's
you
like should, venom. Yes, but it is like venom. Mustache.
You have a parasite on your face that is inextricable from you without some serious surgery or magic.
So it's like so Davy Jones's like tentacles on his face. Like they're moving around.
Independent of you, it can be sort of maneuvered if you can convince it to do certain things. But it is very much has its own agency, and it is now embedded in your face. Wait, okay. Actually, this is important. Did Ron already have a mustache?
I think actually, yeah.
Okay, so he has two mustaches. He has a mustache on top of another mustache now.
Or just like a really thick mustache.
Or very, very thick brown and black mustache.
Wow. This wow. is a what's wild
Ron,
episode,
what's
guys.
What's Ron's reaction?
He just strokes the mustache and says,
So we don't know
the mustache,
know that
like one of the tendrils,
about.
Like whips at your finger, like, no. You could hear this voice in your head going,
no. You haven't earned that yet.
Wait, so
Ron, did that mustache just move?
Whoa, Ron, what happened to your mustache?
Guys, sorry, be quiet, please. Mr. Mustache, am I allowed to answer them?
No.
Guys, everything's fine.
Can you take off the mustache?
What happened?
Why would I? It looks so good. It looks so good, right, Mr. Mustache?
I like that.
Okay, yeah, I like that too.
What
okay.
Fuck.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, yeah, me too. I'm really nervous about a lot of things, but I'm really scared.
I'm nervous too. That's just, I mean, it's, that's just... That's,
you know, that's so weird because, like, life, Aaron know? Was telling me that I needed to go talk to somebody, but maybe that somebody was oh, in me shit. All along, and, like, we're here together, and we're
I wasn't in,
this...
in you all along. I was in you as of about 30 seconds ago.
Okay, that's what she said, but then I...
your mustache begins to vibrate, and you hit it.
That's good. I like that.
Okay, well,
I
let's
think this
just
is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Me too. But for now, I've got this Walkman, and I have got now that's what I call music 4, which features "Blue Daba D" by Eiffel 65.
Put one of the earbuds in me.
Yeah. Okay. I actually put like one of the earbuds in my mouth.
Does Ron know how to listen to music?
You can see that the mustache is like sort of bobbing to the beat of Blue. Right. Okay, so
anyway,
to get to the other stupid thing that we're doing. Scam likely vanishes into a tiny little dot on the horizon. And eventually, so do you have a, you probably do have a camera. Yeah, it's so that, yeah, we'll describe the remote.
So the remote would probably have a built-in screen to it so we can see.
It's like a Wii U.
It's like a Wii U. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. And it's got probably gimbal controls.
So it's got
like
one
stabilized.
Good game.
It's got like four.
How dare you?
How dare you? You know, it's like 4K streaming video.
Okay, great. So you can see, because he's holding it behind himself, you can sort of see him. You can't see what he's looking at because, again, he's holding it at his back. And eventually, you start seeing the land bridge that he's on as he starts moving across it, presumably towards Ravenloft. And at a certain point, you hear the knock of a fleshy fist on stone. And he goes, okay, I need to think of a scam that's actually relatively convincing.
Avon calling.
Representative of the Doodlers here. Knock, knock, knock.
And you hear the doors open.
So I step in or I don't? I do? I do. Okay, cool.
You see him walk into a courtyard, and you hear the breathing of the dragon, hot and heavy and very close. And as he moves past the dragon, you can see that this thing is fucking massive. This thing is the size that you imagine Clifford the Big Red Dog to be in relationship to you.
Oh, wow.
Is Clifford the Big Red Dog a kaiju? Is that like
by
canon?
Definition, yeah.
What's a kaiju?
Like a big Japanese monster, like in a like Godzilla Rim. Pacific Rim.
He's just a big dog, Will. Why does it always have to be super
I'm just
geeky?
Over here dropping my skewed takes on pop culture.
Yeah,
like,
no.
This is the kind of comedy you can expect from my Twitter at Will B. Campos on Twitter. Like, I do all sorts of wacky observational
okay,
stuff.
Okay, listen.
You know,
at
I like
Beth
T-Fury
May on
shirts.
Twitter, you'll find something, like, rational. Like, just talking about how hot Clifford the Big Red Dog is.
This was supposed to be the big climax.
Yeah, sorry, I'm more... Okay, all right. I
so
am
many
a Marmaduke
things, so many
girl,
dreams I
and
had.
Please go on.
You hear two very large doors open, and he
taking notes. Someone's taking notes, right? Doug,
yeah,
you taking
I'm
notes?
Watching right over the. I'm watching right over your shoulder, looking at the screen.
No, hey.
It's like, hey, we should be ready to fly this drone. By the way, if something goes down, like
oh,
maybe
yeah,
distract
I got
the dragon.
I got the arm switch here, ready to go.
You can see the light suddenly go dark as he moves indoors somewhere, and he seems to be in some sort of foyer that is lit primarily by candles. Mm. And oh, this is lucky because the drone's pointing behind him. You can see mounted on the wall. What looks to be a sort of digital projector, and it flicks on, and you can't see what it's pointing at because it's in front of him, but you hear the familiar voices of the purple robes, and they go,
"Speak your peace."
"Hi, nice to meet you. So, you're seeking the Doodlers, yes?"
"Yes, we seek the Doodlers. We've invited them here, and kind of just waiting on them to wait for a little while. We were considering like hitting them up again, but I didn't want to rush it. You know, like when you send a text, you don't want to immediately be like, 'Hey, did you get it?' Because like it's desperate. So we're just kind of waiting on them."
"Yes, yeah. The reason that you're waiting is because I tricked them. I captured them, and I thought we could perhaps have a little ransom, a little exchange of currency in exchange for these doodlers you want so bad."
So he's going to roll persuasion.
I love watching deception play Dungeons and Dragons with himself.
You're watching.
This is the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
This is role playing masturbation. This is horrible.
No, it's literally just like we're all watching our own adventure on TV while fucking we made
Anthony
do it for us.
Anthony's about to roll against himself.
Four adults were like, "What if we listen to our podcast while being on our podcast?"
Dude, this is great. Now, we're the only people in the world who can't listen to our podcast, but now we can.
Yeah.
I'm not even playing. I'm just like leaning on the edge of my seat watching Anthony so excited about what's about to happen.
His eye lines are perfect. Everything's perfect. I love this.
I'm literally getting lightheaded.
If I could only
I'm so
this
upset.
Up and repeat this experience.
All right, so he's going to roll deception with advantage.
This podcast is funny. Like, now that I'm just like listening to it, it's pretty good.
I mean, Anthony's a really good DM.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, you're doing great, Anthony.
So they're gonna roll insight.
Okay, he's rolling insight.
Okay, so scam likely.
Hey, Anthony, can you say your rolls more into the microphone?
Fuck. Fuck my ass. Oh, God. Oh, God. So scam likely got a 17. He gets a +6 to scams. So he got a 23 scam, and they rolled insight, and they only got about a 12. So he succeeded at that scam check.
"You've captured the daddies. Interesting. Not entirely surprising. They seem very easily capturable, so that kind of tracks."
"Hey, Glenn Lutheran, hey."
"That guy doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about."
"Yeah, that's right.
We
high
got
five.
Him right now. High five.
I predator high five."
"High five.
Name your price. What do you wish for the doodlers?"
"Oh, I thought, shall we say 40,000 gold, and then, gosh, I think that's it."
40,000 gold, that's obscene, that's ridiculous, that's more gold than anybody has in this area of the... That's ridiculous. That's more gold
than... That number's too high.
That is a very large number, and that's a ridiculous negotiation tactic."
"Okay, well, I guess you've convinced me to sort of lower my negotiation because I'm very good at it."
Oh, guys, this is called anchoring. It's great. He's doing anchoring.
"Well, why don't you give me something that makes me happy? What's something you could offer me that's really impressive?"
"Well, we've got the children, we've got the army of the undead, we've got the dragon."
We should have asked him to scam our kids out of there.
Can we talk to the drone? Does he remember the dragon?
Wait, let him do his work.
Just let the man scam.
God forbid you interact with this scene in any way.
That's what I was trying to.
"We have the orb of dragon kind. We are not giving up the orb of dragon because we're probably fine with that. Like, it's not a big
An orb of dragon kind. I guess that's probably the lowest I could probably go is an orb of dragon kind.
He's a master at work, guys.
Like, I have one at home.
Holy shit.
So I'm not super impressed by it, but like I would consider maybe."
Hundreds of yards away, Glenn's going around just like doing like explosion hands around his head. It's like, this guy's so good. He's so good.
All right, so he's going to try to deceive them again. And they... Okay, they rolled badly again.
"All right, I feel like I'm going to regret this. But yeah, okay, you can have... the orb of dragon kind, but just please, I mean, can we have some sort of, actually, no, I don't need to give you a gentleman's agreement. We've done enough sort of, you know, emotional scar into this thing that it's not going to attack us, but like, don't be a dick about it, okay? Yes, we'll give you some control of the dragon outside, but don't make me regret this, okay? I will leave you a bad Yelp review, and if you've seen the acoustics of this canyon, it will go very far." hold on a moment.
You hear somebody rummaging around, and then you hear the clack of bones getting louder and louder, and Scam likely goes,
"Ooh, stairs, cool. And a skeleton coming down the stairs holding an orb. Delightful. Absolutely delightful."
Guys, this is like some theater of the mind shit.
And he takes the orb from them, and the robes go like,
"Okay, now, where are the daddies?"
"They are on their way forthwith."
"Oh, no. You are going to need something considerably more concrete than that. Do you have any proof that you have them with you?"
I have, I could tell you something that only the daddies might know, perchance. Would that be sufficient?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, why don't you tell us something that only they would know?
Let me just think about it. Let me see if anything is called to mind that only they would know. If I could just dial in to a particular thought or particular, sentence.
I think he wants us to call him?
Yeah, I think I'll call him.
I open my phone and I call Scam Likely. I need a roll, right?
Yeah.
Natural 20. Good.
Natural 20? Okay.
I mean, for my phone not dying.
Great.
Was something only we would know that.
Hey, get us out of here, Scam. Hey, these guys are cheating. Hey, who is this? He's got us trapped. Yeah. Oh, we're trapped.
So you hear him go, blah, and then you hear the noise that whatever you're saying is sort of coming from a tinny speaker, like an echo chamber that sounds like it's coming out of his mouth.
Where are we? It's all dark in here.
Gosh darn it. Scam, you rogue. I can't believe you scammed us so bad.
Oh, I'm dying. Oh, God, please let us out.
I hope you don't hurt my sons, Lark and Sparrow.
You hear one of them, that you recognize the voice as the shorter one being like,
I don't want to die. Like, that's, don't be killing us.
If everything goes according to plan, I won't. Let me leave this room. Let me leave this particular canyon with this orb of dragon kind in tow, and they will be on their way forthwith. Is what say you? One final deception check may happen.
What?
Nothing.
All right. So that's 21. They critted. They got a natural 20 on their insight check. So the you hear a voice go,
wait a minute.
And it's the voice of the tallest one.
You wanted the Orb of Dragonkind, didn't you?
Yeah, that's why I negotiated for it. That's how negotiation works. You pretend you don't want a thing, and then you get that thing. I negotiated you down to it. I'm very good at that.
No. This is all bullshit, isn't it?
Uh-oh. Scam's cover's blown!
Turn on the drone! Distract them!
I flip on the drone and fly it upwards and point the camera towards this visage in front of us.
Okay, so in front of you, you can see that the projector is projecting an image of the three purple robes sort of standing next to each other, and behind them, you see your kids. So you see the tall one go,
get him! Get him!
You can see all around you the stone walls that you assumed were just normal stone and had like cute little decorative skulls and stuff in them. Bodies begin to pull themselves out of the walls. Skeletons sort of making themselves manifest, crawling out of what seems to be sort of their hive in the walls of this fucking castle. And they start running towards Scam, and he goes, Scam Likely away! Scam Likely away! And he starts running, and he runs presumably out of sight of the drone, unless you're going to follow him.
I think I'm going to follow him with my drone piloting skills.
He still has the Orb of Dragonkind, right?
He does.
Daryl, give me the phone. Scam, use the Orb of Dragonkind. Press the action button to bring the dragon to your side to help you escape the castle.
Game because I've piloted the drone around him, behind him, so it's like a third person.
You're like waist height, and he's like taking most of the left half of your screen.
Do we have to roll for the drone?
You have to roll to handle the drone properly and not like crash it into something.
Oh, it's like you have to do that, and then you have to call out obstacles to Scam Likely, and then he has to duck around them like QuickTime events.
Yeah. Me and Grant used to fly remote airplanes.
Okay, I toss Daryl the remote. I'm like, pilot that thing.
That's 17 plus 4, so 21.
So you can see that some of the skeletons have spears made out of their own ribs that they're just taking them out and like chewing down on the ends and just throwing them like darts. And you're managing to evade these ribcage darts with the drone pretty dexterously. Scam is running as fast as he can. And so he looks into the orb's depth and you can see him. You can see him making a charisma check. So it worked. So he attunes to the orb. He controls the orb for as long as he remains attuned to it. So because he is controlling the orb has 7 charges. Imagine how fun this would be if you had this.
well, we're trying to get it to us.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
It will in a second if everything goes to plan, baby.
While you control the orb, you can use an action to cause the artifact to issue a telepathic call that extends in all directions for 40 miles. It doesn't say here, but I'm deciding it means you can give dragons a one-word command, essentially.
Like, I feel like Scam's move is going to be to like just hitch a ride on the dragon and just peace the fuck out.
That was my thought, yeah. Okay, so Scam is going to think the word rescue. And so you hear a beating of wings and a shadow passes over Scam Likely and lands directly in front of him like a cool scripted event. He's like too far away so you can't mess up the cutscene kind of thing. And then as Scam runs up and sort of scampers up the dragon.
Scampers.
And onto its back. And he goes,
Scam Likely away, boys! Scam Likely away!
And as he's saying that, from the tallest tower in the castle, you see a beam of purple energy shoot out. and it goes straight through Scam Likely's fucking skull.
What?
And his face frozen in a rictus grin, he falls off of the dragon and down, down, down into the 1,000-foot chasm surrounding Castle Ravenloft. He is still holding the Orb of Dragonkind, and it falls with him, and the dragon is looking around in confusion and sees its master falling down into nothingness, and now free, it just sort of hovers in place, not quite sure what to do. But you can feel deep in your heart that Scam Likely is dead.
Guys, scam!
This is a great scam. This is great.
Yeah,
so
he's going to come back. He's playing us, right?
Oh, Scam, this is your best scam yet, Scam.
Scam?
Scam?
I try to call Scam Likely.
Scam.
Scam. Scam!
The phone rings, and it goes to voicemail.
Whoa, he has voicemail?
What does his voicemail say? I put on speaker.
Don't trust anything you hear or see. You've received a call from Scam Likely. Please leave a message after the beep. Beep!
I go, thanks, Scam. Thanks for everything.
Just kidding, that was me. I was pretending. There was no real beep.
He got you.
Oh, he got me.
And then an actual beep happens.
Scam, is your refrigerator running? Because I miss you.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Daryl Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Henry Oak, Beth May as Ron Stampler, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Glenn Close. Theme song and outro is All Right by Maxton Waller. Thanks this week to Jake Nolan for his item submission, and thank you this week to all of our Patreon supporters, but especially Kevin G. Host. Kevin Ghost? Is he a ghost? Nobody knows. Rebecca Beavers, Aaron Murphy, Jonathan Trombino, Marcus Howell, Will Maynard, Chris Smith, Gary Fitzpatrick, Spencer, and Madison Ryan. These are the kinds of people that we should all aspire to be. More merch, by the way, is coming soon. Unfortunately, the COVID-19 outbreak has really slowed down a lot of the manufacturing overseas, and there's obviously way more important things for those factories to start churning out the niche podcast merch, but we do have stickers, shirts, and more pins in the works. Additionally, there are now merch tiers on the Patreon, so we've enabled this feature called Merch by Patreon for tiers 10 bucks and up, which means if you join now and stick around for 3 months, you will get merch sent to you through Patreon. We got stickers, our first ever dad mug designed by artist extraordinaire Kat Kerwin, which if you follow us on social, you've definitely seen her work. So head on over to patreon.com/dungeonsanddads for all the juicy deets. And remember, Patreon supporters at any level get first crack at any new merch. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com, where this week we put together a handy, convenient page with links to all the bonus content if you're a patron. If you're not a patron, you can just like gaze longingly at all the bonus content patrons get access to, I guess. We are at Dungeons and Dads on Twitter, bit.ly/dungeondads for that private Facebook group, and r/dungeonsanddaddies for the subreddit. Next episode's coming out March 3rd, so we will see you then. There was a time when you could read between the lines. You know they never brought you down. Never brought you down. Hi, nice to meet you. Oh, I'm gonna burp. Sorry.
Oh, that was a cute little one.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I ate somebody's innocence a couple days ago, and it's repeating on me.
Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Blue Nile. There's many reasons to gift jewelry to a loved one.
Name one.
Apologies.
Apologies. Okay. What else? What else?
Did I say that too quickly? Was that too quick?
Bribery. 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 But here's what it comes down to. What's more exciting than seeing the look on their face when you pull out that
Let me finish the sentence.
That unmistakable little box.
Close one.
Close one. Here's the jewelry.
If you're buying jewelry, there's no better place to do it than BlueNile.com.
This is our almost bracelet when we almost got pregnant. Here you go.
Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below a traditional retailer. When you're looking to give the best gift of all time, Blue Nile is the place to go with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase.
purchase, 30-day returns, and a diamond price match guarantee. They also have experts on hand day and night via phone or chat.
They have experts on hand, like, can't you get pregnant the first time? Is it, how many days after a period? Is it okay?
Free diamonds can still get you pregnant.
Can you still get if you pregnant?
These are all great questions that you should ask.
Yeah, please ask.
Day or night. Matt, well, tell me about your experience with jewelry.
Well, what's crazy is just last week, me and Anthony got a cup of coffee like we always do. We just like to talk at post-shop, post-talk, little talk shop. And I was like,
yes, that's what we do.
I was like, Anthony, you know what I was thinking about today? And he's like, how great of a service Blue Nile is. I was like, yes. Why don't you tell me the latest jewelry you just got?
I got a diamond ring for my beautiful spouse from Blue Nile, and it was good diamond.
Good diamond.
It was good diamond. They graded it good. I called them up and I said, is
you know
this
that,
good?
Like, you know that good and is
and
probably...
Will, we did not invite you. I called you right before we went out. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, me and Anthony are getting a cup of coffee, talk shop like we always
are
do.
Hanging out.
And,
the diamond dogs.
Will, you said you couldn't come to our coffee because you're on Blue Nile ordering a beautiful, what were you
that's
ordering?
That's right. Yeah, that's
yeah what
right.
were you
I was
ordering,
shopping
Will?
On BlueNile.com. I got a lot of great jewelry and more importantly, a great deal on that jewelry.
There you go.
Which is just as valuable.
Even more so.
Go to BlueNile.com to find the perfect piece today. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by MeUndies.
Yarr!
They're driving me nuts.
Steal your booty. Oh, wow. We're pirates.
Right, hey, speaking of things coming out of our pants, MeUndies is finally unveiling the contoured pouch and ball caddy, a micromodal sling that keeps things separated and lifted.
And equal.
Finally.
I hate it when my testicles merge into one.
Listen, it just makes sense. We need a compartment for the dangly bits. The fact that on an engineering standpoint, MeUndies was brave enough. Yeah, I'll say it.
Brave
enough to sew in a big old pouch to keep things
all... Imagine if the only bras that were around were sports bras. No, that's what boxers are.
That's what boxers
but
are.
But finally, they've given us
Beth.
I have issues with this.
But finally, we got underwear that just holds them in its own little compartment.
Beth, would you like to lodge a complaint?
If we only wore sports bras, that would actually be incredible, I think. You know, I would much rather wear a sports bra than a regular bra. But maybe I'm completely wrong.
I have no opinion on the bras.
MeUndies going to develop a ball caddy with an underwire. That's what I want to know.
MeUndies
has... haunting.
Well, listen, you don't have to... By the way, MeUndies, listen, they got the all-black classics, fun, expressive prints.
You don't have to wear them.
Sizes, excess to extra small to 4XL, flattering cuts for everybody, but... They also do, speaking of butts, versatile loungewear. They got lounge collection. They got joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. I got a little like a bedroom like
okay.
Long hoodie pants. Is like underwear for your head.
Yes. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, comfy, and it's ideal for all day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/dungeons. That's MeUndies.com/dungeons for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.